This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
At the siyum of a mesechet, every mesechet we end with Hadron Aloch. The mesechta, the Hadroch Alon. Daiton Aloch, the Daiton Alon. Loisis Nashi Minoch, the Loisis Nashi Minon. The translation is Hadron Aloch, I'll come back to you. I'm now finishing and going on to the next Masechta, but I'm going to come back to you. V'hadroch alon, and you come back to us. Daitan Aloch, our minds, you're always in our mind. Daitan Aloch, v'da'atoch alon, and you have us in mind too. Leinisnashi minach, we don't forget you, and you don't forget us. What does that mean? What are we asking? The Masechta, we talk to the Masechta. We're talking to the Masechta. Yeah, you're listening. We're having a conversation with the Masechta, and we talk to the Masechta, and we say, we're not leaving you. We're thinking about you. We're not going to forget you. So I was thinking of a pshat. What's the pshat that we ask the Masechta? You come back to us. You think about us. You don't forget about us. With a story about my great-grandfather, the Beis Aaron Zecher Tzadik Livracha. My grandfather, his son, Reb Shmuel David, married the granddaughter of Reb Moshe Landinsky, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Radin, together with the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim started the yeshiva, and Reb Moshe Landinsky was his hired Rosh Yeshiva in the yeshiva. My grandfather, Reb Shmuel David, learned in the yeshiva by the Chofetz Chaim, literally under the feet of the Chofetz Chaim for 13 years. When they made the shidduch, it was Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He came up with the idea. So when they were talking about the shidduch, they went to the Chofetz Chaim, and they asked the Chofetz Chaim if he approves. And the Chofetz Chaim said, "I do, and I want to tell you something. I want to tell you, Reb Shmuel David Wolkin is the son of the Beis Aaron. Apples don't fall far from the tree. And I want to tell you who the Beis Aaron. I want to tell you the family of the Beis Aaron, the Pinskerel." And he said as follows. It was known in the yeshivas that the Beis Aaron, my great-grandfather Sefer, was so well accepted, learnt by every yeshiva. Till today in the yeshivas, they learn the Beis Aaron on the Masechtas. And then he wrote on the Tshuvis, and then he wrote on the Droshes, and then he wrote many, many Svarim, and they were all accepted. They were all accepted, and this was supposed to be something which was unique, that a person in his lifetime, all his Svarim should be so loved and happily learnt. Rebbech Ber Leibowitz, the Birchas Shmuel, who learned with my grandfather, the Beis Aaron, in Valozhin at the same time, commented. He said, "You know, I was also in Valozhin at that time. And they said about me that I was a genius. Yet my Svarim, I didn't write Svarim that was so accepted." Of course, he had a yeshiva and he was a tremendous gadol in Torah. But the books, it was a gift, a matana that the Beis Aaron had, that his Sfarim should be accepted. Said the Birchas Shmuel, "I attribute this because of his close relationship with his Rebbe." The Netziv, he was so close to the Netziv, his hand was clinched together with his Rebbe's hand, and he never left it. His Kesher, his love for his Rebbe was so strong, and is this that gave him the schus that he was zoicha, that his Torah should be so much learned in the yeshivas and accepted. Said the Chofetz Chaim, that's what Reb Ochber says. Reb Ochber says it's the Rebbe. And interestingly, they went back to the Beis Aaron and they told him this, that Reb Ochber said that the reason why his Svarim are so accepted, so much Mefursim, is because of his relationship and his love for his Rebbe. He said, it's true. When the Netziv passed away, when the Netziv was Nifter for one straight year, my eyes were wet from tears. There were tears. That's how much I loved and missed my Rebbe. Said the Chofetz Chaim, that's what Reb Ochber says. I have a different pshat. I have a different reason why the Beis Aaron Svarim were so accepted. And he said as follows. The Beis Aaron, you know, from Russia, right? They used to take anybody. They used to come and say that he's a communist. They would take you away and lock you up. The Beis Aaron sat in jail because he spoke against communism. He sat for over a year and he wrote one of his books, one of his Svarim HaBava Kama, in jail. And it was with a lot of Mesiras Nefesh. It wasn't easy. It was sacrifice. Said the Chofetz Chaim, the Torah is machazeres. It searches back, to go back to those that are moisa nefesh for the Torah. Yeah. The Torah says, this person, he was moisa nefesh, I want to be by him. Because he loves me so much, says the Torah, I found the person that I want to be by. HaTorah machzeres al elu shemoisrim nafshem al haTorah. The love you show the Gemara and the feelings that you show the Gemara and the sacrifice you have for the Gemara says, I want this person. I want to be by him. I found the person I want to be by. Hadron Aloch, we're going to come back to you and we think about you and we won't forget you. And we ask the Masecha, I have a relationship with you. You think about me. You don't forget me. You come to me also. The Torah wants to go to those that want it. Daf Yomi is difficult. It takes that you want it. You have to want to learn Torah. And if you want and you show sacrifice, the Torah will be there to come towards you, to connect to you. Hadron Aloch. Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. You know, we talk about Torah Lishma, which might be the ultimate in Talmud Torah. Torah Lishma. Every yeshiva boy is instilled with this goal, with this elite, to have Torah Lishma. What is Torah Lishma? And Reb Chaim Mivolozhin explains, Torah for the sake of Torah, and in the yeshivas, they talk a lot about this. But there's one Reb Chaim Mivolozhin in Pirkei Avos, in Ruach Chaim. In Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Mivolozhin says, Torah Lishma means Torah for the sake of Torah. But in Ruach Chaim, his Pirish on the Mishnah of Kol Olayim, Torah Lishma explains, Torah Lishma, L'shem Ahavas HaTorah. Ahavas HaTorah. Torah Lishma is about loving the Torah. Every Yid has a kesher. A kesher of love. A connection. Me and my Gemara. Me and my Gemara. Every Yid. Who is he attached to? He's attached to his Gemara, and when he's attached to his Gemara is attached to him. It's a two-way affair. It's a two-way kesher. I love the Gemara. The Gemara loves me. I love L'shem Ahava Satira. I once heard a Chassidish pshat. I don't know if it's the Pasha pshat, but it spoke to me. It touched me. The Pasuk V'chol Banayich L'mudei Hashem. That's the Pasuk we end off the first Masechta, as like I explained to you in many other Masechtas. V'chol Banayich. What does it mean? All your children should be L'mudei Hashem. Knowledgeable. Learn. Learn it in the words of Hashem. The Chassidish pshat goes as follows. V'chol Banayich. Just as you view all your children, you should feel Limudei Hashem, the same love to the words of Hashem. V'chol Banayich. As you feel towards your children, that kesher, that unbound, the love, there is no limit to that love. B'chol b'nai, just as all your children, it should be limudei Hashem. I want to tell you an interesting introduction to one of my grandfather's svarim. And this shows you the love. And in Lithuania, they instilled this to the children in the cradle as they rocked the children. In Lita, they used to teach them and sing to them, the mothers, love of Torah, love of Torah. A Jew means to love Torah. This is the words of the introduction. It's interesting, and it's a lot of people bring it because it's unique. My grandfather talks to the Sefer in the introduction, and he says, my daughter. He talks to the Sefer, and he calls his Sefer my daughter. Till now you were home, and you were with me. Now you're going to the outside, to the world. You're going out into the world. I don't know if everyone will treat you this the way I treat you, with so much love. You hear Rabbi say? And he talks about how there are people who will love you because they're looking for the truth in the learning, so you will be a tremendous asset. But what was this? And I've heard this from many Gedolim. They say that Hakdama, it speaks volumes. The love that he had for his Chidushei Torah, Biti, my daughter, V'chol Banayich L'mudei Hashem. Let me tell you two quick stories, and then we'll start Masechta Shabbos, and we're on the journey. And as they say, it might be a rough journey, but remember, where there's love, nothing is difficult. When you love, the same way for your child, your moiser nefesh, you stay up day and night, and there's no tired and not tired. So let me tell you two beautiful quick stories. Reb Baruch Ber, interesting, the same Reb Baruch Ber. He never held the Gemara, like you ever see how people hold the Gemara in their hand, side, right? They hold it, they carry a Gemara. Let me show you. Reb Baruch Ber never carried a Gemara like this. Why not? You look at the pictures of Reb Baruch Ber, you'll see it. It's unique. How did he hold the Gemara?
Like this. He carried the Gemara like this.
He would say, the way you carry a child, that's how you carry your Gemara. A Gemara should not be carried. Would you carry your child like this? You carry it close to your heart. Let me end with the following story, which touched me greatly. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav of Yerushalayim, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, unbelievable giant, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav of Yerushalayim, during during the 48th war in Israel, they were told that they have to leave the houses and they have to in bunkers and, you know, miklatim. And they didn't know when they're going to come back. They had no idea when, you know, the war will end. So what does a person do when he has to leave his home for a long period of time, not even knowing when he'll come back? And if he comes back, the house will still be standing. They used to bomb houses in Yerushalayim. So what do you think Reb Tzvi Pesach did? Of course, he went out with his family, but before he left, he went to the Sfarim Shank, and he pulled out every sefer. He gave it a kiss, and he said, "I'm leaving. I hope one day to come back. I hope one day to come back. I'm going to miss you." The love, like you say goodbye to someone who you love, that's called Ahavas HaTorah. And this is what we tell Masechtas Brachos. Masechtas Brachos, we love you. We're going to come back and we think about you and we'll never ever forget. And Masechtas Brachos says back, "I love you back, and I'll be back to you, and I won't forget about you." And Emetz Hashem, we should be zeichet to learn mesechta after mesechta like this. B'mheira, Emetz Hashem, Adbias Hagoyel, together till we go to Yerushalayim Erakaydish.
Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.